This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Adragna. On Wednesday, after President Joe Biden was inaugurated at the U.S. Capitol, the new president rolled up his sleeves and headed to the White House to get to work.
And here it is, the president of the United States heading over to the White House campus that is just a couple of feet ahead here.
And on his first day in the Oval Office, he signed 17 executive orders, starting with some big environmental actions, like rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement and stopping the Keystone XL pipeline.
These are just executive actions. They are important, but we're going to need legislation for a lot of the things we're going to do.
But with the presidential stroke of a pen, Biden also signed a less notorious but more extensive order, tasking federal agencies with undoing Trump's long environmental deregulation. Today, Politico's Ben LaFabe, Eric Wolf, Alex Guillen, and Annie Snyder break down this executive order and what it means for the EPA, Interior, and Energy departments. It's Friday, January 22nd. Okay, everybody, welcome, gang. So the executive order on the Paris Accord was one paragraph long, but another executive order that we only got the text of very late in the evening was a lot longer. Was this broader than we expected for this order, and how sweeping should we think of it?
It was definitely more aggressive than we expected. Just the day before, we had gotten briefing materials that said this list of 100 rules across a whole bunch of agencies that were going to be reviewed. So when the executive order landed, I started reading it, kind of expecting it to say, agency heads shall review this list of 100 rules. But instead, it picked out a bunch of major rules and said, agency heads will begin immediately looking to begin the long and bureaucratic process of withdrawing these rules and replacing them where appropriate.
I think it really underscores what the environmental priorities for this administration are going to be. As Eric said, we had gotten this, you know, 100-some rule list of things that the Biden administration was going to be targeting. And it's really clear, first of all, climate, that is the priority. And national monuments also stands out here. That is something that they're very clearly looking to address. And then the other thing that I think stands out is the level of specificity and aggressiveness here. You know, when you contrast to that to 4 years ago when the Trump administration came in, you know, the level of detail and the level of knowledge that the Biden administration is coming in, you know, ready to go on these priorities is pretty stark.
Alex, were there any surprises on the EPA list?
So the order did direct EPA to go back and look at a number of really major Trump rules that everybody was expecting to happen. Methane limits for new oil and gas sources, for example, everything to do with tailpipe emissions from automobiles. Interestingly, the order actually elevates methane a little bit and puts a new focus on that particular greenhouse gas. So in addition to reconsidering and presumably reinstating methane limits for new oil and gas wells, the order actually also tells EPA to get cracking on a rule to cover the existing oil and gas infrastructure.
Eric, what did you see out of the Energy Department?
So efficiency is always one of these things that's not super sexy, but it is actually how we have saved the most emissions. And a lot of that has come through the Department of Energy's appliance efficiency standards, which it has been notoriously slow to put out. The Trump administration issued a series of rules that made it much harder to write new rules. And this executive order says, DOE, David Huizinga, I know your specialty is in maintaining the nuclear stockpile, but we want you to start the civil servants on withdrawing that rule, along with other rules that similarly make the process of creating new efficiency rules harder.
Got it. Ben, there's this executive order in the Interior Department space has some big ticket items, including notably ANWR. What caught your eye there?
Two things mainly caught my eye. One was basically saying pencils down for ANWR. No actions now on doing anything with the oil and gas leases that Interior sold for ANWR earlier this month. And they said they would actually be looking for the department to do another environmental review of what drilling in ANWR, you know, how that would impact the environment. The other thing that caught my eye was the order to review the Trump administration's rollback of the Obama's fracking rule, as it was called. Biden had, you know, said over and over again on the campaign trail that he was not going to ban fracking. And, you know, Biden never promised not to really, you know, make fracking more, you know, difficult from a regulatory standpoint.
Alex, I wanted to ask about a separate executive order that was issued alongside the one that we've been talking about, which is going to have major consequences for kind of the nuts and bolts of rulemaking. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the White House issued a separate order targeting basically the rulemaking process. And a key part of that is the regulatory review that happens out of the White House, and specifically out of an office called the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, or OIRA. And so Biden issued an order basically saying it's time to rethink how OIRA functions. Biden's order says that the regulatory review process should take into account racial justice, environmental stewardship. This is sort of an early first step. They have to see how this plays out. If you come up with recommendations, that's good, but you have to then put them into practice and, of course, enforce them with the agencies.
Also, President Joe Biden's pick for the Energy Department is having her day in Congress next week. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm will appear in front of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee next Wednesday, January 27th. Granholm is expected to get bipartisan support at a committee that even during the Trump administration was able to find common ground. Last week, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who heads the committee, told me Granholm would be a good secretary.
I think we work very well together. I think she'll be a good secretary that listens. And you know, I'm partial to former governors. And she gets it. She'll understand.
Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ahmed. Our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our editor is Matt Daly. Thanks to Alex Guillen, Zach Coleman, Ryan Heath, Maura Forrest, Carl Matheson, Ben Lefebvre, Annie Snyder, and Eric Wolf for joining me on the show this week. I'm Anthony Adragna. Thanks for listening, and talk to you on Monday.
Hi, I'm Tara Palmieri, and as Joe Biden transitions back into the White House, I'm part of the brand new team leading a new Politico playbook for a new era. Along with my colleagues Ryan Lizza, Rachel Bade, and Eugene Daniels, we'll bring you the obsessive insider scoops about politics and people in power. We'll be your daily unofficial guide to official Washington. We know Playbook is the first thing that hundreds of thousands of you read every morning, and we'll give you an efficient tip sheet to start your day on what you need to read and who you need to watch. Subscribe at politico.com/playbook and tune into our audio briefing every weekday morning, wherever you get your podcasts.